Rabbosa, we continue today in Simen Samech Aleph, picking up with Sif Vav. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Sarach Saharich Bechas Shal Echot, Kdesh Yam Lecha Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Shamayim V'Aretz. A person has to elongate the Ches of Echot in order that when elongating that Ches, one is able to have Kavan and one is able to have in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ruler of heaven and earth. Interestingly enough, the other Mefarshim explain that the idea of the Ches is that one should have in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules over the earth, as well as the Zayin Rekiyim, the seven levels of the heaven. The earth, of course, representing one. The seven Rekiyim, seven, of course, represents the numerical value of eight. Shelazeh Romeis HaChatotoros Sheva'emtza Gag HaChes. This idea, this is why, if you notice the Ches, remember we saw this earlier in our studies of the Halachos of Safrus, so we saw that the Ches essentially is two Zions with a middle part pointing upward. That idea of pointing upward represents the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes out and rules over the heavens, the earth, as well as that which points above the heavens as well. V'ya'arich bedalet shal echad, shir shiyachshav shehaKadosh Baruch Hu yachid ba'olamo, moshal ba'averucho sa'olam. Similarly, one should elongate the dalet of echad, in order that one should have in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is truly the one and only entity, divine entity in this universe, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu also rules over all four directions. So that's the Dalet. Dalet, of course, the end of Echad, representing the oneness of God, and the numerical value Dalet, representing the four directions. V'lo ya'arich yoser mikashir zeh. And one should not go ahead and elongate the Dalet more than this. And some have the custom to move the head actually in all different directions, up and down and to the sides, and to the four different directions, to help with the kavanah that one is indeed being mamlech, that one is anointing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or acknowledging God's rulership over all four directions. Over all four directions. So the Mishneh Berurah comments on this. He says, Afagav Darmina Nakore Sifkon Chav, Afagav Darmina Nakore Shema Lo Yikrotz Beinov, Dahasa Makritza Varemiz Lotzorach Tava Acher Mavatlin Kavano, Aval Hacha Remizo Hilotzorach Kavano, Vatiotzorach Lios Mizrach Tzafon Mar of Dorom. So the idea of, first of all, Mishneh Berurah says, even though normally we have this idea that one should not motion or, you know, make gestures with their eyes at a time during Kriya Shema, that's only, of course, if one is trying to communicate. In this particular situation over here, one is not trying to communicate, rather one is trying to intensify Kavana. Halacha Zayin, Yad Gish B'dalid Shlotei Kiresh. One must make sure to emphasize the Dalid in order that it not sound like a Resh. Halacha Ches, Lo Yachtof B'Ches. Literally, one should not recite the Ches of Echad too quickly in order that it doesn't get swallowed up. V'lo ya'arich ba'alif. But one should also not go ahead and unnecessarily elongate the Aleph. Halacha Tes. Asr lomar Shema shtei pa'amim. It is asr to say Shema twice. Bein shekof ala tevo shomer Shema Shema. Bein shekof ala pasuk rishon. This is true. One can't recite the phrase Shema Yisrael Shema Kino Hashem Echad twice. So one can't say Shema Shema Yisrael Yisrael Hashem Hashem, so on and so forth. And also one can't say the actual pasuk one time after the other. So the Mishneh Berurah comments on this. He says in Sifkot and Chav Beis Shema shtei pa'amim mishum dinira kilo makaba alav shtei rishuas chas shalom. Because it has the appearance as if one is accepting upon themselves two different gods. So this is interesting. However, let's say one did not have kavana when they recited the first phrase. And remember, we learned yesterday, actually the day before, that Aloha Lamaisa, if one doesn't have kavana when reciting the first phrase of Shema, they have to say it all over again. So if one did not have kavana, they have to say it again. They should just make sure to say it again quietly, so no one hears them reciting that phrase again. If there's no one else around, then one could even go ahead and recite it out loud. But if you did have proper kavana, but for whatever reason you just want to say the phrase again, even to say it quietly would be asr.
First
of all, this idea of repeating the Shema either word for word or repeating the entire phrase one time after the other is only when one is doing it in successive repetition. But, lemaisa again,
If one is saying the phrase Shema and then reciting it a little while later, there's no problem with that. That's why during Slichos to repeat Shema is not problematic. And even outside of Slichos, to go ahead and repeat it, as long as one is not doing it in rapid succession, is absolutely fine. Bein shekofel sivkot nchav gimel b'di'eved b'kfilas ha'pasek yatza u'b'kfilas ha'tevo sarech yun. But halacha l'maaseh, if one did recite the entire pasek of Shema twice, one is still yotzei Shema. If one recited each word twice, that's tzarech yun, that remains unresolved. Ha'pasek ha'rishon sivkot nchav dalet is b'veis Yosef demi pasek rishon v'hala in chashash u'milash narif l'chor l'mash mekein ayin sham v'ayin magin m'giborim shegam ha'meiri machmir baza ha'chamitasa b'vada ein lahachmir baza. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to indicate that this issue of repeating Shema, and therefore looking like I'm acknowledging the existence, chas v'shalom, of two different gods, is only an issue by the first pasuk, but does not seem to be an issue by the rest of Shema. Let's see halacha yud. Kishkori kriyah Shema al-mitah, mutar likros kol ha-parsha, v'lach sarav likrosa. When one is reciting kriyah Shema al-mitah, one is permitted to go ahead and recite the entire, let's say, first paragraph of the Ahavta, and then repeat it again. Others say even with Kriyat Shema Lamita, one should be careful not to repeat the first line of Shema more than once. The Mishnah Berurah comments over here, Al Mitaso Sivka and Chavhei, Mashma Dafka Mitaso Kedeli Shtakeh, Bishena Mitoch Kriyat Shema Mishum Shemira, Ava Bamakom Acher Asr Likros, Afilu Parsha Kula Beis Pamim, Va Mitaso Gamkine Motre Ela Imkin Kora Parsha Velo Pasek Rishon Bilvad, Venirali Dechozet Dafka Mkore Parsha Shema Levado. So remember again, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, this is a situation where one is saying Kriyat Shema Lamita and one wants to keep repeating it until they fall asleep in the midst of saying Shema. So under those circumstances, the Shulchan Aruch seems to indicate that it's not a problem, especially if one is saying the parshios of Kriyat Shema themselves. However, again, the idea over here is that this is only permitted if one is saying Shema via Hafta. But if one is just saying Shema Yisrael Shema Elokeinu Hashem Echad, then even for Kriyat Shema Lamita, one should not repeat that pasuk in rapid succession. Halacha Yud Aleph. Ha'omrim ba'ashmores v'slichos b'yom kippure u'b'yom kippur b'tilas ni'ila shtei pamim pasuk Shema Yisrael yishalam nem shelo yomeru. Similarly, again, the halacha says that if one is saying as part of slichos, or in the tefillos of Yom Kippur, and they're saying the phrase Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad twice, we should teach them not to do this, says the Mishnah, says the Shulchan Aruch. Writes the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kan Chavav, Shelo Yomeru, Vabach Kasav Dein Levat Lal Minel B'Makom Shnago Kein, Vechen Kasav Eliyahu Rabba, Aval Levush V'Alechem Chamudas Magin Avram, Osrin, Medivri Agro Mashma Gam Kein Sheoser. So it seems to be a machlokes, you know, Lemaisa, if community has this practice, do we negate the practice or not? Seems to be a machlokes, but the Mishnah Berurah seems to side with the approach that indeed we would try to negate this practice of reciting just the phrase Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad twice. Halacha Yud Beis, Hashem Hu Elokim Sheomrim Oso B'Yom Kippur B'Tfilas Ne'ilah Sheva Pamim Mina Kasheru. However, that which we say Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem is God, and we say that at the end of Ne'ilah seven times, this is an appropriate minog. Haga Yesh Omrim Sheish Lizar Shalalanos Hashem Bracha Shtei Pamim Amen. So the Rambam says one should be careful not to answer Amen twice to any particular bracha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mina kasher sifkat and chav zayin shemishabchin labari isbar shadar lamala mishiv rekiim. Because in this case, when you say Hashem Hu Elokim seven times, we are praising God who lives above the seven heavens. Gamatzinu bikra beis pam Hashem Hu Elokim gabe elio. Ma'ashom shalosh pam baruch shem kivod machusol di olam vo'ed biyom kippurim gam kimoter. That which we also say baruch shem kivod machusol di olam vo'ed three times at the end of Ne'ilah is also permitted. De'lo chashiv l'shtei rishuyos. Because in these situations, it does not look like you're praying to two different gods. Ela bepasuk shema shu'ikar kabbalas olmachos shamayim. V'cheven shekibel alav olmachos shamayim pam achas in chashash v'amiras baruch shem kivod machusol di olam vo'ed yosrei pam echad. The idea is the only time there's a theological issue that it looks like Chas v'Shalom could be praying to another God is with the phrase of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's that phrase is the acceptance of the yoke of heaven. So if I say that phrase twice in rapid succession, it looks like Chas v'Shalom praying to two different gods. But to say Baruch Shem Kibod Machuso multiple times, or to say Hashem Elokim multiple times, that's not a problem. Similarly, again, the Rama said one should not answer Amen twice. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chavches the Gamzeh Mechsei Kishtei Rishuyos, because this also has the appearance as if one Chas v'Shalom is davening to two different gods. Ein b'magin Avram shemekel b'davar. Aval achronim iskimu lesser. The magin Avram apparently was mekel, but others. But the general consensus seems to be to say that it's aser. Ben mu omer amen v'amen shari kedechsev baruch Hashem li'olam amen v'amen. However, if one doesn't say amen amen, but one says amen v'amen, then it's clear that the second amen is just coming to be mosif, just coming to add to the first, and therefore there's no problem. V'ayin b'prima gadim shekasav davar chadash b'zevahu v'yish shrei gavni amen. So the prima gadim says there are two different types of amens. Echad shani ma'amin u'mechazik shekenu ames. So one amen, which is the amen that we're used to, is an affirmation. That which I just said is correct, or I uphold that which was just said is MS. Vashini shu perish shabakasha. The second type of amen is actually a supplicatory request. Rotsa lomar she amnu hadvarim v'imale mishaloseinu. And the second type of amen is, Kodesh Baruch Hu, please fulfill the request that we have just made. V'imkin bibracha shiish b'shne inyonim al derech mashu rafayinu Hashem v'nei rofei chole shaper lomar beis pamim amen. So Mr. Rosh is something very interesting. So therefore, when you have a bracha that contains a request, say in reality, again, answering amen twice is appropriate. The first amen is an affirmation for that which was said, and the second amen is a request that which I just davened for, that which is being davened for, will be answered. V'im nizdamin lo la'anos al shnei dvarim efshar da amen echad ya'ala l'kan l'kan v'im yomar amen v'amen odif tvei. If, let's say, you hear two brachos simultaneously, technically speaking, you could answer amen twice, but in that case, it would still be better to say amen v'amen, thereby avoiding any issues of potentially looking like one is davening to two different rishuyos, to two different entities. Let's say we'll stop over here. Miratz Hashem, we'll pick up with Sif Yud Gimel tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.